Ramadan Kareem, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. President Trump takes markets by surprise. He tweeted yesterday that the tariff rate on $200 billion tranche of imports from China would rise from 10 to 25% on Friday. He also stated that all remaining imports from China not currently subject to tariff, approximately $300 billion, would be hit with a 25% tariff shortly. The announcement comes days before a large delegation of Chinese officials led by Vice Premier Liu He is scheduled to arrive in Washington on Wednesday. The Chinese offshore yuan is down 1% and Chinese equities between minus 2% Hong Kong and 5% of onshore listed A-shares. US equity futures are down about 2%. It is justified as the risk of talks being simply cancelled is significant. Chinese authorities never accept to lose face and they can afford the face-off. Despite Mr. Trump's tweet, it's not China who pays the tariffs, but US companies and consumers. This doesn't look like a tactical entry point. It could be serious, and given the level of valuations, there is room to adjust. Oil prices also significantly down as Saudi lowers prices on crude grades to the US. US payrolls growth surged in April with non-farm payrolls increasing by 263,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dropped to a multi-decade low of 3.6%. US ISM headline declined to 52.8 from 55.3, lower than expected. Manufacturing activity continues to be depressed as production managers struggle to alleviate a substantial inventory overhang which developed over the past few quarters. In the region, the maiden Sukuk issuance by Saudi Telecom earned a steady primary demand of $4.5 billion from global investors. Saudi Telecom issued $1.25 billion of senior unsecured US dollar denominated Sukuk with a 10-year tenure maturing in May 2029. Rated A1, A- by Moody's and S&P, the Murabba structure was priced at mid-swaps plus 135 basis, which translates to a rate of 3.89%. Eurobonds from India holding well. India's Eurobond issuance has already surpassed last year's total in just the first 4 months of 2019, helped by easier global liquidity and the Reserve Bank of India's stance to allow non-banking finance companies to borrow from the international capital markets. So far year-to-date, Indian companies have issued $9.4 billion of dollar bonds led by diverse issuers. The latest Delhi International Airport just mandated banks for a potential bond sale. Thank you and have a great day.